We had a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had the players came in for treatment that needed it, but the coaches, we came in Friday and then Sunday as well. So getting caught up to speed on our preparation for Houston. And, this late, the game they played yesterday, so we'll get that in today, this morning, and be able to put that in with the game planning. So right now the coaches are in the midst of preparing for this opportunity we have on Sunday.
Is the last game always a challenge, holiday week, and guys maybe looking ahead a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think it's, you want to – there's a couple things because it's Christmas, and I think every team in the league wants to do right there, as far as the holiday seasons. And so we try to incorporate it with practice. Our players will have Thursday off. It worked out we could do that because of our Thursday game. So that part is, it'll be a little bit different in routine as far as they have from week to week. But I think we'll be able to adjust, and it's benefit us, I think, as far as health. To have those guys, a couple extra days of treatment has been good.
How much do you monitor a player's intensity in this kind of a week where there are distractions and it's the end of the line?
Well, I think how I look at it is you don't want to be naive. I don't believe that's our team's character or our makeup, and how they come out and practice, and they're already in watching tape and doing things like that. So, that's not been our character. But I also know that we need to provide direction for our guys.
You were saying about Marquise the other day how you've had less meetings and stuff. Do you foresee that in the future, having as much interaction with players as these guys become veterans, you get more veterans in the locker room?
I think with Marquise Lee, we've had a couple conversations. I would say that it's pretty clear that he has just matured with his time here. And I think, I think I mentioned before, give credit to Jerry. Jerry's done an unbelievable job with him, just spending more time with him on the side. And I think, he's grown to be more comfortable with what we're asking him to do. So now will I spend, I think I will. It might be different conversations though, I think in passing or, to have an office down there close to the locker room where you can have pop-ins and, have conversations. I think that's just part of my mentality and the players understand that.
Where do you feel like Blake has made the most progress as far as taking care of the ball?
Well, that part is a challenge too, because again, we don't want to have him operate in any fear. And, I know I've talked to some quarterbacks that have played in the league, and some of their coaches have said, all right, you get a bye, you get two interceptions, and then after that we'll talk. And that's many years ago coaches would talk to their quarterbacks in that mentality to give them that freedom to go out there and really challenge himself to be really good. So we want to protect that part of that environment. And it was a challenge because there was multiple games where too many interceptions. But I think what's impressive about him is we have challenged him to make good decisions, play smart, but it hasn't affected his mentality. I think he goes out there, he's still willing to take chances and risks, and he's been ultra competitive throughout the whole thing. So to me, that he has stayed true to who he is, he has made the corrections, and has been consistent is what's impressive. What can we contribute to? I think I remember a couple of weeks ago he said, I'm coming up with more answers. When I'm out in the field and I see different looks, I know where the answers are. And I think that's probably the biggest reason why he's made better decisions.